I set off on this program seeking answers to a simple but troubling question. Why does poverty tend to shorten a person's lifespan? Public health studies show that the wealthiest Americans live 10 to 15 years longer than those with least income. And the consequences are being felt at this time of drastic income inequality, a level not experienced since Americans first heard the bluesy tunes of the jazz age in the 1920s, a period that led to the Great Depression.
Not since those bygone days of old Joan has a person had that luck as mine. Seems that I was born just for sorrow, and the sun on me won't shine.
The effects of health inequality take many forms, some disturbing. Hospital emergency rooms report higher rates of illness and injury for people of low income. And there's little question that trouble paying for medications or just paying for your next meal can take a toll on a person's well-being. I talked with patrons of a food pantry here on the North Shore of Massachusetts in the storied fishing town of Gloucester. Here's Carolyn Curley.
My medications are so high, it's pathetic.
What do you need medications for?
Like a heartburn medicine.
Heartburn medicine?
Yeah. And then I have for your high blood pressure and things like that. And combine them sometimes. I don't have enough money to pay for my meds to keep going, you know.
So what happens on months when you can't afford the meds?
I don't get them. I just skip them. I don't bother getting them. I don't bother taking them.
Is there a noticeable result if you can't get your blood pressure med?
Yeah, my blood pressure goes right to the moon. Like one time it was over 255 over 84.
Wow.
And I went up to the hospital.
Yeah, you could get a stroke from that.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't get a stroke, thank God. I have sleep apnea. I have high blood pressure. I'm overweight, as you can see. It's a lot of things.
And this is Massachusetts, a state that led the country in making strides toward universal health care. Here's Doug Goldman, another patron at the pantry.
What age were you diagnosed with diabetes?
34.
And you're how old now?
61. Now, I've been insulin dependent for 20 years.
Yeah. Is it hard to manage all that?
Yeah, extremely hard. You know, some people are really disciplined that way. Right now, I'm on a roll. I'm losing weight. I have this and that going on. I have to have a knee replacement.
Doug has held a variety of jobs, from selling musical instruments to working in the fish department at a local supermarket. At times, he's faced the kinds of choices people make between paying for medicine and other necessities.
You know, these trade-offs are, you don't want to make them. You know, but every, you know, indigent people have to. And there's a lot of that in this country.
Do you regard yourself as indigent?
I live below the poverty level. But no, I don't regard myself really as indigent. I'm okay.
Nationwide, even with more people covered through the Affordable Care Act, nearly 30 million Americans remain without health care. This is Bellevue Hospital in New York City, founded in the 1730s. It's America's oldest public hospital, part of a system called NYC Health and Hospitals, the largest public health care system in the United States. They log in more than 1 million patient visits each year, mostly with people of low income. Physician Dave Choksi leads the system and sees individual patients 2 days a week. Recently, he's been caring for a patient who had suffered a stroke.
She actually woke up one morning, and she found that the room was spinning. She actually couldn't articulate the words to describe the symptoms she was experiencing.